from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, the Falcons making some money moves, and we know that they added some big names to the roster during this offseason, during free agency, and also they traded for Matthew Judon and signed safety Justin Simmons. The team had a cap deficit of nearly $1 million, but according to a report from SportTrack, the team converted $11.25 million of safety Jesse Bates' salary into a signing bonus. So this move now creates, or would create, $7.5 million in cap space, bringing Atlanta's cap total to roughly $6.8 million as they go into a week one.
I know that there's, you know, whispers out there of who might they sign or what other positions, or could you go get a corner and some of these other people. I don't think there's anything imminent. I think this is just simply the kind of bumper you want going into a season when you look at what possible moves you might have to make throughout the course of a 17-game schedule. So I know that there, you know, Atlanta Falcons fans look at it and you go, oh, man, you're opening up some money. I just don't think it's that. Now, I'm not ruling it out. I mean, Terry, God knows, that guy's been cooking for some time now and been doing different things. I just don't see it as anything imminent. I think there will be a move because there always has to be a move in the NFL roster. But as far as something like right now or going into week two, I just don't see it.
I think they had to make the move to be compliant with the salary cap, first and foremost. Secondly, when someone texts me about this and they said, what do you think? Is there someone being signed? I said, I think you needed it was twofold, but the second part I said was I wouldn't expect anyone to be signed until after Sunday because of the veteran rules.
Yep.
And even traded for, maybe. I don't know what that would look like, but I just don't think anyone will be signed. Now, I could be wrong. We both could be wrong. But let me tell you something. If you sign someone on Thursday morning, they're not playing most likely Sunday.
Maybe you go sign someone the Steelers can get rid of like every team does.
Yeah, just sign a guy just to. You do start that probably. Maybe the practice squad. Like, hey, tell us all your secrets.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt that that's definitely a thing. I mean, that happens, seems like every freaking week in the NFL. No, but like I said, it's nice to clear up that money. And like you said, $6 million or so, whatever in cap room. But I just think this is a simple, you know, this position maybe gets hit with a couple of nagging injuries and you have to have somebody to come in and kind of fill that void. So that's all it is to me at this point.
Other news on the Falcons front that came out yesterday that had the Twitter world afire was the status of tight end Kyle Pitts. So he was listed as a limited participant in Wednesday's practice. And that was because of some hamstring issues that he has. Now, Pitts did go out and tweet that he is going to be 100% healthy for Sunday's season opener against the Steelers. If you have any more questions as to why he was listed as limited, well, Coach Raheem Morris, he joined Dukes and Bell. And here's the explanation.
No, you should be. I mean, that's perfectly fine for you to be on edge. You know, we just want to be transparent in everything that happened. He got a hamstring a couple weeks back, and, you know, he's been dealing with it. A while ago, but he's been dealing with it a little bit, and like he's been fine. He's limited, and we just want to be transparent with all those things that's going on with us and how we're going about our business, and make sure we report things the right way. And Kyle went out and practiced today. He had a limited reps. We did about 75% of his reps, and he got a nice workload. He got a nice lather. He got a chance to run around a bunch, and he feels really good. So we're really excited about getting him out there ready to play, and just throughout the remainder of the season. You know, it happened right there, right before we kind of left, and had that couple of days off, and he did a nice job of being here over the weekend and really working with the guys and getting back ready. So we are fired up for him. We're fired up for us and fired up to get him out there playing.
Here's what, and you know, Rye will join Duke Symbol, I think, every Wednesday at maybe 3:20. I'm not sure about the time, but just you should be listening for 5 hours anyways. What else are you doing? Kyle Pitts' response on Twitter was, damn, two less plays in Iraq got y'all concerned. Skull emoji.
What's Iraq?
Hold on, I'm not done.
Oh.
I'll see you all Sunday. Fingers crossed emoji.
Yeah.
And I think the fingers crossed was that y'all show up, not him, because he be there. What?
Why is it he'd be there? Because
he is him.
I know, it's just the way that you... No, I'm just kidding.
I think Iraq might have been just a series, maybe, that they were going through, or they were running through. You tell me. You played. Hell, I didn't play.
I know, I'm out of that kind of terminology. I never heard Matt Ryan go, hey, let's get Iraq. Or Tony, you know, nobody ever said anything like that.
So maybe he said re-rack it. Re-rack it.
Re-rack.
I don't think he's...
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Why are you asking me?
It might just be one period of practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, one period of practice. Not a series. Maybe it's like, hey, team pass. You need to just sit out.
But in the media's defense, I heard Mark Raimondi on as well yesterday with Duke and Bell. They had like 9 guests yesterday. They're all back in a row, and I was walking Sprinkles. So I got to listen to it. But like, Mark was like, I was just reporting. Like, wasn't trying to start trouble. Somebody said he was questionable, so...
Yeah, limited was the word. I mean, yeah, limited, that's an official status.
So he tweeted it. He just did his job.
And Mark's done a nice job. I mean, he's taken over for Michael Rothstein and kind of that role. You think
I'll have better shoes than him on Sunday?
No. His shoe game is far and above anybody else.
Yeah, but I'm breaking out those Air Force Ones.
I know. Tiffany don't know about them.
Let's try to run some traffic over here. Wait, what do I know about? Sorry, I was talking to Day-Day.
I had some custom Air Force Ones made for the season.
All right, I'm done. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm same. I don't want to say I quit, but it's too much at this point. Somebody's got to check this guy.
It's really great that they do that for kid sizes, too.
Is it just awesome. Bad juju to say, I hope somebody steps on them? It's just bad. Like, that's just bad.
Why would you say that?
I didn't say it. I asked if it would be bad.
In white.
Okay.
I just designed the color. I didn't get, like, squid written on them or nothing.
On one tongue.
No, I did
Billy
not.
On the other.
No, I did
what,
not.
What? And since you're branding, you're literally branding everything.
I'll show them to you if you want to see them in the break.
There's a quote on the toe that says, I'm him. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. Yeah.
That's not true.
I don't know what he's doing. You know what I mean?
It's not true.
It's just a little bit embarrassing.
He's been traveling with the Falcons so long.
He is blended into that kind of thing.
I need to look at these shoes. I'm just okay. I was not expecting that. I'm a little thrown off, as all of you may be out there.
Let's take a moment to gather ourselves.
And get ready for this season, because Bo is going to be suited and booted, as Dylan would say, yeah. and ready to roll when he boards the whenever he boards the plane.
Well, I'll definitely have my
my gear together.
But no, look, in all fairness, Kyle Pitts is fine.
Yes,
he'll be fine. Jesse Bates redid his contract. There's no one coming in here off the street before Sunday. This is our team. And I think whatever happens, we'll see. Likely they're open and keep it open that 53rd spot for Peterman to be active. I don't know. I mean, you know, he might be active on game day, but they're not. You can only have, 47 active anyways. We're going to get what we get. We should be more worried about what Pittsburgh is bringing in here defensively.
Yeah, I completely agree. Those will be the matchups to watch when you look at kind of – And that's the beauty and the downside of some of these tough matchups in the first couple of weeks. These teams that are good teams, now you can say whatever you want to about Pittsburgh's offense and the questions around them. Pittsburgh's a good defense, right? I mean, they just point blank, they're a good defense. So when you look at Pittsburgh and Philly and Kansas City and all these teams you play in the first 3 weeks, it's nice because you're fully healthy, but they're fully healthy too for the most part. So having Kyle Pitts in the fold, it's a pretty big deal for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, and they got a guy at every level. Like, they got a legit guy at every level. Cameron Hayward, T.J. Watt, you got Joey Porter Jr. and Minka. Their secondary is good. Minka Fitzpatrick, Deshaun Elliott's not a terrible player at all, and Dante Jackson is an average corner elite. And don't forget Alex Highsmith, because that dude can get after it too. He you know, their two guys, between their two edge rushers, they had 26 sacks last year between the two of them, between Highsmith and Watt.
Yeah.
Stay tuned here, because later on the morning shift, we are giving away a pair of tickets to Atlanta United's home match against Inter Miami on Wednesday, September 18th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now at atlutd.com. But again, if you stay with us here on the morning shift, I will let you know when you need to call in to try to win those. All right. We got a lot of NFL talk to get to, including someone that decided to participate in their first official practice of the week. How could that impact your fantasy roster? See, I do care. Stay with us here next. We're going In the Huddle on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.